When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Ayan.
Hello, kamusta?
I know. I missed it,
oh
ha?
Oh my God, I know. It's been a while, no? Kasi nga, nagbakasyon po kami ng medyo matagal sa Europa. Kaya medyo matagal po kaming nag-hibernate. Ayan.
Ayan po.
Ayan, na-miss po namin kayo. Ewan ko na lang kung na-miss nyo kami. Pero na-miss po namin kayong
I'm sure,
lahat.
It's vice versa.
I
ano
know,
pa?
Right? Diyos ko, sa aming mga 20 million... Wow, parang dami. Yung pala, 20 viewers. Ano?
Mga ano, 20 million langgam.
Oo, langgam. So, mga ganyan. Mga J-Cas, kumusta ka na, J-Cas?
Ayan. Ano, going gouty-licious.
Gouty-licious?
Gouty-licious.
Kasi
malapit
ano,
na pong
matapos
kumaling
yung
gout ko. Kaso nga lang, di ba, iinom tayo in a couple of days. Mag-cheers tayo in a vineyard.
Oo nga pala, with Rachel so, Alejandro. Friend po namin, yes.
Sa research ko, I think I can have wine. Pero
yes, you can
sip
have wine.
Lang, sip or one glass. No, actually, bawal lang alcohol talaga.
Ay,
so,
sorry.
Yeah. Pero wine ang pinaka.
Pero since we're doing grape stomping, so you can do that. Mag, alam mo yun, tapakan mo na lang yung grapes. Tapos kami na lang iinom for you. Ganun na lang.
Ay, iyak muna. Iyak ako. Gusto ko ng sip naman. Ano ba? Gusto
oo
ko naman
ma.
Tamaan. So, chos.
I know. Feeling ko pagkatapos yan, wala na. Hindi ka na. Hindi ka na. At ako, iinom ka ba? Back to normal na naman. Eh, no?
No.
Parang yung nangyari.
I need to readjust my, ano, yung diet ko lahat. So, ganun lang. Yun.
Ganun talaga.
Ganun talaga pag nagiging 16 years old.
The world actually is telling you something, di ba? Sabi ni Papa Jesus, medyo lay low na sa pag-iinom. Ayan. At syempre, dami po
galing
mga...
sa'yo, ha?
Oh,
wow!
Eh, galing sa akin. Wala naman akong
oh
gout.
Oh my God! Hello, Petal!
Wala naman akong gout. So, my God. Pero at least, alam mo, nag-enjoy po kami sa aming... My God, ewan ko kung flooded na ba ang ano ang aming social media ng mga, you know, mga videos and photos from our European
malapit na ako matapos.
For like, how long ba? Three weeks? It's been a while, no? Antagal.
I'm already in Madrid, Spain.
I know, ako hindi pa nagsastart. So anyways, kumusta na po kayong lahat? Kumusta? My God, parang ang tagal na po namin kayong hindi nakita. Sana po abangan nyo pa rin po ang Over a Glass or Two. Ayan, kumusta po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa buong Pilipinas, especially sa aming dearest USA at sa buong mundo. Nako, lalong-lalo na sa mga taga-TFC, okay, the Filipino channel, I Want TFC, of course, FYE channel in Kumu. Ano ba? I Want TFC, syempre Facebook and YouTube, at ito na, nakalimutan ko na, ang Jeepney TV. Kumusta po sa lahat ng pasahero ng Jeepney TV? J-Cas, ikaw naman, go!
At dito naman po sa South Brooklyn, good morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
First, excited na po kami, my God, sa aming special guest ngayong araw na to. Kasi, o nga pala, nakalimutan ko palang mag-greet si Bill Santiago, di ba? Si Bill Santiago, ng Director of Soho Film Festival ng 2023. Hello, congratulations, actually.
Congratulations.
Yes, yung guest natin for this more night is... My God, matalagang, talagang idol po yan ng bayan. Na-meet ko sila in person, talagang in the flesh, finally, during the Soho Festival, Film Festival. So, ngayon, nandito sila ngayon para magkwento ng mga, yung mga new adventures nila. At syempre, pag-uusapan natin yung mga nangyari sa life nila, yung mga humble beginnings nila.
Catch up, we had them in 2020.
Yes. Diba? So ngayon, para naman sa mga TFC subscribers and Jimny TV and FYE channel, maririnig nyo ang kanilang life story. Ayan. So anyways, i-introduce ko na po ang ating special guest for this more night. Yes. What a great day to see our friends again from the West Coast. They are the multi-awarded media power couple, well-respected by us Filipino-Americans and people around the world. The first Filipino members of the HFPA, Hollywood Foreign Press Association, an association of the international journalists which presents the Golden Globe Awards in Hollywood. Oh my God, Golden Globe lang naman, mga producers, mm-hmm. Just one of the producers, di ba? They are also board members of Asian World Film Festival, Soho International Film Festival, and the Manila International Film Festival. So, pag-uusapan natin yan kasi magkakaroon na ng Manila International Film Festival goes to Hollywood. So, ikukwento sa atin, na ating special guest for this more night. Ayan. So, let's welcome our jet-setting friends, the award-winning author, columnist and journalist, the husband and wife team, Ruben and Janet Nepales.
Nice finally meeting you in person, Jessie. At Goho.
Grabe, no.
Kayo yon. Na-miss ko yan. I'm so sad.
And thank you for having us again. Maraming salamat. And as Jesse said, it was nice to finally meet you in person, Jesse. At marami tayong napagkwentuhan. And by the way, let's also congratulate Jorge Balios, the founder of Soho, in addition to Sibyl. So both of them, thumbs up. Yeah.
Congratulations, no?
Congratulations. Sa inyong lahat.
At saka grabe nung na-meet ko po kayo. Talaga na, nung una, na-starstruck kami, nahihiya nga kami ni James. Andiyan na sila, nahihiya nga. Sabi ko, pero ang bait pala in person. Grabe, walang, sabi ko nga, sabi nga namin ni JV, kaya siguro talagang binigay sa inyo ng Diyos tong blessings, abundant blessings. It's because you guys are very humble. I mean, imagine, grabe yung mga achievements nyo, especially sa Hollywood, tapos until now, napaka-humble nyo pa rin.
Sabi nga ni Jesse, ang bait-bait nyo daw.
Oo, paulit-ulit ako.
Kaya yung mga pictures sa Facebook, yung nag-lurk ako, habang naingit ako, habang nagpapagaling ako ng gout, doon ko nakita na may mas maliit pa palang babae kaysa kay Jessie.
I know. Hindi, actually, parehas tayong, parehas tayong maliit. Oo nga eh. Nadadala lang ng heels yan. Parehas kami cute.
Pero kasi inggit din kami sa pictures ninyo sa Europe. Nakaka-inggit. Wow, especially nakita niyo yung Filipino restaurant sa, was that Madrid, I think? O Barcelona?
Oo, sa Madrid.
Yes, the Arco.
Arco. Yes, yes, yes. Have you been to Arco? Hindi pa?
Hindi pa.
Ayan, pagpunta nyo doon. O malam nyo sa future, we'll have like a group of, vacation.
Kasi yes, actually, nice. That would be nice.
No, kasi nung umalis kami, we were 42 people and I coordinated everyone. Yes, 42 friends. So ako lang, yes, I invite people.
How important are the logistics of that? Apat, mahirap, how much more? 41.
Sa totoo lang kasi, hindi
magaling
ko alam
si Jessie sa ganyan.
Hindi ko alam bakit Excel sheet.
Pero naman, kanya-kanya rin naman yun. Hindi yun sabay-sabay lahat.
Pero ang ginawa ko is like, in-ordinate ko yung mga, of course, yung mga things to do. Oops, bahala na kayo dyan. Tawag nito, kino-ordinate ko yung 42 na yun. Kaya sabi nila, Jessie, ba't, sabi ko, hindi ko alam. Parang meron akong, tawag to, kiti-kiti sa chan or ewan ko ba? Basta I'm just like, I love doing it. Like parang...
Kiti-kiti sa chan? Ano yun?
Ano ba yung Tagalog na yun?
Iba yun.
What's kiti-kiti ba? Di ba warm? Is it?
Tadpole.
Ah, tadpole pa yun. Basta parang, I know, I just love coordinating ever since talaga. Siguro sabi ko kaya nga siguro, I've been a project manager ever since kasi nga, I love to coordinate different projects. Like, organize talaga lahat. Sabi ko, kaya sabi ko, baka past life ko din naging ano ako, ang tawag dito, may-ari ako ng isang ano, travel agency. Kasi yun ang gusto kong gawin. Oh my God. So anyways, teka, bago tayo mag-start ng mga kwentuhan, would you like to say hi to everyone, especially sa mga TFC subscribers and
FYE? Sa buong mundo na tayo.
Buong mundo, yes. And Jeepney TV, yes. Go ahead.
Hello everyone, and we would like to say hello to everybody in the whole world, Philippines, Europe, Asia, and we're very privileged and honored to be back here in this show kasi we love Jesse and J-Cass very much.
Kumusta po mga kababayan and non-Filipinas as well. How are you guys? It's nice to be back in the show. And as we really enjoyed meeting Jesse for the first time, so I'm sure we'll have a great time. And it was good to see J-Cass kahit sa ano lang. So dito lang sa online.
Virtual.
Online.
Yeah.
Sa virtual yeah. lang, no?
Next time. Darating din yung panahon, magkikita tayo ng personal, tapos sabihin nyo, ay sayang, sana hindi na tayo nakita ng personal. Diba? Kaya mabuti na rin yun.
Oh. Echos. Diba? Tsaka matakaw yan, baka kainin yung pagkain nyo.
Oh, ano ba yan? Kaya magbabago na, di ba? Kailangan okay. na mag-diet. Ano,
gaganin yan, kakainin mo ba ba yan? Ay, hindi na, akin na lang.
Sa'yo lang yun, ano ka ba? Hindi sa lahat yun. Kung ano yung bilang ganyan.
Okay. Garbage namin, garbage. So anyway, sige, mag-start tayo ng ano, bago mag-start magkwentuhan. Siyempre, hindi pa nawawala ang aming ano, protocol, di ba? Ang ka-eklata namin. Pero wala nang minus the wine eh. Pero okay lang yan, mas masaya. Oo, kasi hindi ito.
Tubig-tubig.
Tubig-tubig. Ayan, sige. Okay, sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA, guys, let's all welcome the power couple, Mr. Ruben and Janet Nepales. Welcome to
Over a Glass or Two. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Ayan. Tapos isa pa. Okay, picture naman tayo. Game. 1, 2, 3. Ayan, my God.
Galing ng kumukuha.
Oo nga, di ba? Si direct na. Alam mo, sa 2020, the last time, I remember, it was only 7 months nung nag-start yung pandemic. No? Yes. Tapos, biglang, all of a sudden, during that time, I remember, meron kayo yung, ano, yung pandemic baby nyo. Yung I wrote it down through a writer's lens. Diba
the
nanganak
table yun? Book.
Oh, the coffee table.
Then, nanganak din ako ng Fashion Filipino Hollywood The World.
Ayun din, isa pa.
Fashion Week after Ruben.
So two babies actually.
So we had one baby each.
Lagi talaga ano sila, no? Kailangan mag... Ay, ikaw lang? Ako din.
ganun ba nangyari? Teka lang.
Ay, kwento nga. Bakit?
Hindi na nakaplano yung akin. Kaya lang, he has to finish the book first. Siyempre.
Okay.
But yeah, matagal na ring dream 'yon.
Dream 'yon.
Kasi walang ginagawa during the pandemic eh. Di gumawa ng baby.
Exactly. Book.
It's the perfect time.
Time to make two babies again. Diba? Kasi dalawang daughters niyo. Tapos ngayon, ito na, itong dalawang.
Yung actual baby, gumagawa pa ba talaga kayo? Chechos, ano ba talaga?
yung sa akin through a writer's lens kasi while I interview stars, I also take pictures. So matagal nang akong sinasabihan ni Bessie Badilla, a good friend, na to come up with a book kasi parang na-appreciate niya yung mga kuha ko. And so finally, when the pandemic came nga, I finally had the time to sit down and go through all the photos I took, and then that's how I came up. And then si Janet then.
And then I'm always passionate with fashion, as you can see in my social media. I love fashion. And I always love promoting the Filipino fashion designers on the red carpet. So the theme of my book is highlighting these Filipino fashion designers who are sometimes ignored by in the red carpet. Pero hinighlight ko sila and they are all making well, doing well in Hollywood. So ang title ng book ko is Fashion Filipino Hollywood The World. So yun.
Grabe itong dalawang.
Balita ko pa, ano na siya, ubos na yung, ano, yung hardbound.
Yes, sold out.
Sold out ng hardbound and then nasa amazon.com na yung paper edition.
Paper edition.
Yes.
So you can all yung dalawa, ibang klase. At I'm curious ah. So hindi kayo napapagod na tibong kasi I know that you guys are both are writers, columnists, publicists, lahat na. Tapos at the same time, meron kayong mga project after project after project. So ganun ba kayo, nabuboard kayo pag isa lang ang ginagawa?
Parang well, actually, ang secret yan, Jessie, you have to love what you're doing. And if you love what you're doing, there's no amount of sweat, tears, whatever that will stop you from doing what you love to do. Parang dumadaan lang yung oras, parang hindi mo nararamdaman na nag-e-enjoy ka pala sa ginagawa mo. At you give everything to these projects because it's something you love to do.
Pero may nagtanong nga sa amin, I'd like to take what you guys are taking kasi pinapalitin nila.
I'd like to take what you guys are taking
because impressed sa energy namin. I think as Janet said, we love what we're doing. Tapos I think kaming dalawa talaga were the type na we want to be always on the go.
Yeah.
Ang pinaka-impressed ako sa inyong dalawa. Ang pinaka-impressed ako sa inyong dalawa is that I think I don't see you staying put in one place. Like if I see the Facebook, nandito kayo sa Venice Film Festival. Maya't-maya nasa Pilipinas. Yung isang araw nasa New York kayo, sabi ko, kumusta yung frequent flyer miles ninyo? Mahal-mahal ba kayo ng airplane?
1 million miles.
I think this is one of the things that we are grateful to God for kasi we are in the same profession. Kasi yung ibang couples nagsasuffer ang kanilang relationship kasi one goes abroad most of the time, naiiwan yung nga. So that's very bad. And we've seen friends na ganun ang kanilang ano na. At least kami, maswerte kami. And we are really grateful for that. We can travel together and kasi our work takes us anywhere together.
Yeah. And maganda yan, we also compete against each other.
yun na nga.
Na-feature nga kami sa isang newspaper kasi nalaman ng editor. We're on the same category, we're competing for the same awards, and we live together in downtown when we used to live in downtown. So biglang na-feature kami on the front page of that paper. I had my Manny Pacquiao boxing gloves, and I was like,
oh my God,
like that.
Cute.
It's in downtown news. So, front page of that newspaper.
Grabe. Friendly competition.
Yeah.
Very clever competition itong katabi ko dito kasi desa kuminsan nagsusulat ako, di ba? Kasi separate desk kami syempre. Kunwari yan, makikipag-usap sa akin, tatabi sa akin. Pero actually, tinitinan niya yung sinusulat. Kasi kuminsan, we try to out-scoop each other, di ba?
Kuminsan, tinatabi namin ang scoop.
Pero kunwari nakikipag-usap sa akin, pero actually, tinitinan niya kung anong sinusulat ko.
At saka minsan, Tasha sa gabi, natutulog yan. Sasa yun,
Very sneaky.
Kasi imagine mo, same kayo ng ini-interview. May times pa na nasa red carpet kayong parehas. Yeah. So paano yun, same ng question? So how do you do this?
Iba ang perspective ng babae, iba rin ang perspective ng lalaki.
Oh, yes.
Iba ang questions namin. So iba ang questions din namin. So iba ang angle ko, iba rin ang angle ni Ruben. So, pero hindi kami nagkakapareho ng...
Pero ang sabi ni John, kasi ang sabi niya sa akin, overachiever daw ako. Let's say we are driving from a press conference, let's say. Ang sabi niya, nagda-drive pala ako, naisulat ko na yung aking article.
Kasi si Ruben, overachiever. Ako naman, laid back. Siya, kunwari, pagkasulat ng article niya, e-editin pa niya uli yan, babasahin niya uli. Ako, pag naisulat ko na, ayoko na makita. Send!
Oh, wow.
Okay, ang galing, ha? So opposite talaga.
Man.
Ang galing.
Pero ako, gusto ko yung malapit na ang deadline. Kapag kunwari mamaya na ang deadline,
parehas tayo.
Adrenaline. Si Ruben, siguro 3 days, 5 days.
Ayun ang big difference sa amin. Hindi ako pwede nang yung rush. I want to really take time and
kasi right. I think nagaling yung adrenaline sa akin, Sam. I'm a newspaper woman. I'm a journalist sa newspaper. So sanay ako na my editor is waiting for the article. He's looking down my shoulders and watching me finish the article. And then page per page, binibigay ko sa kanya. That was my training na on the spot na writing.
Okay.
Interview, you write. You know, kagad.
Oh, okay. Tapos, Sir Ruben, journalist, and you used to be a publicist.
Yeah. But on the side, I was also a contributing writer. So journalist din ako on the side. Yeah. Oh.
I was with Science Journal noon, and we had a publication called Parade Magazine. It was a Sunday magazine, and Ruben was one of our contributors. Doon din nagsimula ang ating love story.
Hindi ko na kailangan tanungin eh. Automatic na eh.
Papunta
ba
na
start yung love life? Ikwento naman, please.
Like what we napag-usapan natin, Jesse, hindi daw ako type ni Janet. Kasi we met in college at University of Santo Tomas. But she likes to say, I'm many years ahead of her. She likes to say that. I'm many years ahead. But galing ako sa probinsya, Jesse and Jaika. So can you picture me? Very nerdy, geeky looking, ang pet ko. Siyempre, I'm proud of it. Prom during that time. Kaya anong impression dyan?
Tapos may picture taking kami nun sa The Flame, which is the college paper, and then akong editor nun, staff writer ka. And he was making
sa picture ko, gumanan ako.
Yeah.
Makbay.
Sabi ko, presko.
Presko nito. Turn off sa akin. Hindi kanya niya. Hindi niya ako type.
But we met again after several years.
After graduation.
After I was working in the newspaper already, Times Journal, and Ruben was with Way Records.
Warner Electric Atlantic. I was a publicist.
Yeah, publicist there. Yeah. And he invited me to attend the press conference for Paul Williams.
Paul Williams.
The singer Paul Williams. And that was the first time we met again after college. Yon.
So nung in love ka na kaagad nung
nagkita
kayo?
Sabi niya, nakita niya ako, sabi, may potential.
Marunong na magbihis.
Nag-improve na.
Nagkapera na kasi, 'di ba? Parang designer na suit ko. Tapos.
Siyempre, meron ng income, pwede natuto na ako magbihis, 'di ba?
Yes. Ang nakakatawa noon, yung first meeting namin after college, he was the host of that press conference. So
for Paul Williams.
Paul Williams. Baka hindi nyo kilala si Paul Williams.
I'm sure hindi kilala ni Jesse. Kasi yung Paul Williams is...
Sino ba siya? Parang familiar eh.
Yeah. I mean, yung song. Yes, we're familiar with the song.
Oscar winner. He's an Oscar winner. Evergreen. He composed Evergreen.
Alam ni Direk yan.
Evergreen daw, direct. I'll go.
Sabi nga nung si Paul Williams, nag-stop si Paul Williams sa press con, sabi niya, if only some people will stop talking. Yung pala, naglalandian na kami, naka-on lahat ng mics.
Kasi press con.
So that means, nape-press con pala yung aming love story. Hindi
my God!
Hindi pala si Paul Williams.
Mga ilang minutes yun, naka-ilang
yung landian ninyo ang naririnig.
Yung landian namin, yung flirting namin, naririnig pala lahat ng press.
Pati si
Paul Williams kasi distracted siya. Siguro dapat sinabi niya, can you speak that in English so I can understand?
Ay, nakasasabi ko, ano ba yung Tagalog?
You guys wanna go here and share? Parang gumano na.
Wala namang sex ano na doon na kwentuhan. Mabuti tayong motel. Wala naman siguro.
Kita tayo mamaya sa room number ko, mga ganyan. Ito yung
Wala naman.
So nag-start na doon and then nagligawan na kayo.
And then every time tumatawag si Ruben, sabi niya magde-date daw kami. Sabi ko naman, teka muna, kadate ko ang lola ko, manunod kami ng tatlong Nora Honor movies.
Oh.
Sabi niya, sabi mo lang yan kasi ayaw mong makipagkita sa akin. Sabi niya, hindi, totoo yan. And my lola was really a Nora Honor fan and there were really 3 Nora Honor movies. And this was in the Philippines.
Parang marathon Nora Honor movies in one day.
So anyway, sabi ko, sama ako. Sabi ko, wow, dakila talaga. Manunod ng Nora Honor, 3 movies para lang makasama ako. And then fast forward, we married and then I told the States, I told my mother-in-law about the story and my mother-in-law said, Nuranyan yan eh. Siyempre sa
tama. Nuranyan pala!
Hindi pala, no? Hindi pala pagdurusa. Nag-enjoy pala ako.
Oh my... Tagang Nuranyan kang literal?
Yeah. Oh
my God. Si Belmanyan ka.
No, Janet. I'm not. Georgianyan.
George Clooney.
Ang kilig. So, nung time na yon, nung nagliligawan na kayo, no? And then, pumunta na kayo ng US right away. So, mamatagal muna kayo sa Pilipinas.
Okay. Like most the Filipinos who are petitioned by their parents, I had to wait because I was petitioned by my mother to become an immigrant. Okay. So I don't know if that still applies, that I had to stay single. So matagal kaming we had to stay single. Kahit gusto-gusto na akong pakasalan ni Janet.
I bet.
Pagkating ka rin na, please.
Kung mga kilometer, nasa swing kami, ano, pinag-usapan namin. Kaya, parang, kasi, mga 5 years na kami dating. So, but we had to stay single, and then, doon. Then, finally, I went to the States. Pero, when I left for the States, we really don't know kung gaano siya kabilis sumundo sa akin, di ba? So, there was a big, tearful, dramatic farewell sa airport. Tapos after a month, guess what? Nakasunod na siya.
Oh, sabi ay, bilis ha?
2 weeks.
Okay, sabi ng mga, okay.
No, you have to wait for a month. Mag-stay ka muna sa akin.
Kaya sabi ng mga friends namin, ano ba yung, ano, may eksena pa kasi airport yung pala after a month, nakasunod na si Jane.
Pero that was fast, ha? Yeah. Nakatawa naman after a month. Pero that was fast, ha?
Kasi journalist, kaya I think she knew the right people in the right people.
Ah, pwede. May mga ano.
Tapos nag-start na kayong tawag nito, you got married na sa US.
Yeah. And then, ang nakakatawa niyan, kasi yung dalawang social-social disco-disco sa Pilipinas, siyempre wala kami trabaho noon, di ba?
Kami naiwan sa bahay.
Yung madalawang hindi marunong magluto, pinagluto sa ng pamilya ko, di ba?
Kami naiwan sa bahay.
One night, nag-away kami ng gusto dahil habang nagpipit ng tilapia.
Oh my God!
And then we realized how absurd it was that here we are, ang pinag-aawayan namin kung paano magpito ng tilapia as if there are other ways to fry a tilapia.
Tawanan na lang
kami kasi it was so absurd.
Yeah. Sabi namin, that's so funny.
Pero lagi kayong nag-aawa? I mean, nung time na siyempre pagbago.
Well, just one of the few occasions nung nag-aawa.
He has to give in or else.
Oh my God.
Kailangan panalo ako.
Hindi, ito advice namin sa mga couples parate na the reason siguro din matagal na ang aming relationship is that we made the pact na before going to sleep, kung meron kami mang away or whatever, we have to settle it that night. Hindi pwedeng matutulog something. Hindi pwedeng patagalin.
Oh. Yeah. You not go ay, to ganun. Bed. Loob mo. Oh. Sa isa-isa.
Pinapractice nyo talaga yan ever since hanggang ngayon?
Yeah.
Hanggang ngayon?
Yeah. Ilang years na kami.
Pack nyo rin yung never na pag-awayin yung isda. Tama.
Yeah.
Pero may nagluluto na kayo? Magaling na magluto?
Oo.
Ay, pandemic.
Dahil sa pandemic.
Dahil sa pandemic.
Marunong na ako magpaella, bouillabaisse, yeah.
Aba, gumaling din na.
Marunong ako magbibing ka.
Aba, nakapengi recipe. Pero wait, ang galing no. How long have you been married? I mean, total. Married and mag-girlfriend, boyfriend.
Right. Oo. 1985.
25?
Pero we were 12 years old, ha?
Yeah.
Oo, bata pa. Pero ganun nakatagal? Pero kasi nung nakita ko kayo in person, JCast, kasi kahit kami ni JV, di ba tinanong ko kayo nung while we're having dinner, what's the secret? Kasi yung body language niyong dalawa, may ano pa rin kayo, yung parang umaakbay pa rin. Tapos,
they're very sweet Janet, pa rin sa isa't isa, Jessie.
JCast, as in, naglalakad, nakaganun pa rin, kahit sa table, talagang parang nakaakbay silang dalawa, magkahawak ng kamay. Sabi ko, oh my God, ang sweet. And to think, magkasama pa kayo sa trabaho, parang, ano yun? Parang, di ba kayo nakakasasawaan?
Diba sabi nila, you will test your true friends if you travel with them. Yeah. Diba?
True. Yeah, that's
kasi
so true.
Very challenging pag nagta-travel kayo, lalo na pag mag-asawa pa kayo.
Pero more than anything, I think we discussed that night, Jessie, that we are
best friends.
More than anything, we are the best of
friends.
Yes,
best friends. Totoo yan. Kaya nag-blossom, no? From friendship, tapos...
Yeah.
At di ba? Tapos hanggang sa na-develop nyo yung parang mga flaws nyo and you started embracing it, no?
Naging friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits na. Yung roommate mo, naging roommate. Hindi kasi sinasabi nila, I have a lot of friends, sinasabi nila na, yun nga, ay matagal na, pag matagal na wala na yan, parang magbarkada na lang daw, parang the intimacy is not there anymore, especially pag nagkaanak, sabi nila kasi daw having kids is like, it's either you will make it or you'll break it. Yung sa inyo, what about yung syempre, babies, no, wala namang yaya, walang maraming katulong kasambahay, so paano kayo
the most challenging time for me as a mother and a wife was when I had two babies, one after each other, kasi 1 year apart lang sila. And then si Ruben that time was working night shift. Mm-hmm. And then so naiwanan ako sa bahay, umiiyak. Dalawa, sabay umiiyak. Sinabayan ko na sila ng iyak.
Alam mo, gagawin ko rin yan. Iyak na lang. Hindi lang, iyak-tawa gagawin ko. Baliw-baliw na ako.
Iyak-tawa. Nito, kumari, dadating si Ruben ng 4 o'clock in the morning from his work, midnight shift siya. Ang nakikita niya, nagpipictorial ang mga mag-ina. Kasi hindi na ayaw matulog ng mga baby, so anong gagawin ng mother? Pictorial tayo. Binihisan ko sila, nagpipictorial kami, nagsushoot ako.
Oh my God!
Bigla ko nakita ko yung mga babies namin, nakabihis at 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m.?
Laptop in bed. Kinukunan
ayaw matulog, edi magpictorial kami.
Oh, di ba very creative? Ako nga baka mami, umiiyak na rin ako. Anong pictorial? Ang galing na. So parang ano...
Ate Janet, during that time that you had your babies, ba, you were also working at the same time?
Yes. And what? I also had postnatal depression for a week.
Yeah,
which is true, no? You're a first-time mom, and then iyak nang iyak yung baby mo. I didn't know my eldest daughter was colic baby.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that. And then paghahawakan ng mother-in-law ko, hihinto. Paghahawakan ng mother ko, hihinto. Bakit ayaw sa akin, di ba? Mm. So I had postnatal depression
for
a week.
So totoo ang postnatal depression is true.
Parang gusto mo isoli yung baby. Ayoko na, hindi pala.
Totoo. Yeah.
Fit for a mother kasi ang feeling mo, nire-reject ka ng baby mo. But what happened was, I did not understand that the baby was colic. So after my second, nung first baby ko, I was still learning, I was a new mother. But on my second child, umiyak ba? O siya, bigyan mo dito. Patulugin yan.
Wala na.
So relaxed. I was so relaxed. Nothing could face me anymore. You know?
So, sinong tumutulong nung during that time?
We were very lucky, Jess and Jacob, and I hope most Filipinos, I think, are also lucky that way, that they either have their mother, the husband's mother or the wife's mother or both of them, if they're really lucky. Kasi there's really nothing like your own relatives
family
taking care of your babies.
Yeah.
Totoo.
So we were very fortunate.
Yeah, during that time, they were both alive. Mm-hmm. My mother and my mother-in-law.
Ay, ang swerte. So you don't have to pay the ano.
I think most grandkids in the States, I think they're also loving sa kanilang lola at lola because nakagisna nila ang kanilang mga lola at lola.
Yeah.
At least
I'm proud to say na nakalagin ko mga anak ko, hindi sa yaya o nani or anything. Kasi I have
sa daycare. Or sa daycare. Ang mahal ng daycare, ha?
Yes.
It's so expensive. Yes. Sa daycare.
Mas mahal
sa
college.
Oo, totoo yan. Ang mahal, parang 800 a week, 1,000 a week for a daycare. Parang, ano naman tong? Hindi, totoo. Mas mahal pa sa ano. Pero ang galing, pero nung time na yun ba, pagpasok nyo ng US, when you started, you know, living in the US, writers na kayo agad? Yung mga ganun? Yung mga producers?
We
experienced discrimination while I was applying. I applied as a secretary dito sa Beverly, in a hotel. And then they said, I passed all the tests, but they said, we did not take you in because, sabi niyang ganyan, you're not from UCLA or USC.
No, we chose somebody from UCLA instead.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
And then they don't know what USC is. I said that's the oldest university in
Asia.
And it's older than Harvard. Sabi kong ganyan. So we experienced this discrimination too.
Yeah, may mga crying scenes pa ako sa park. Let's say after the interview na hindi ako nakuha, you know, because I think naranasan niyo din yun na how... They always ask for local experience. How can you have local experience kung hindi ka bigyan ng chance, di ba?
Hindi ng chance. Yeah. Totoo yan.
And sa kami diyan ni Janet, here we are without being braggart about it, that we were accomplished sa Pilipinas and then here we are, start all over again. And at saka mahirap talaga maghanap ng trabaho. So,
America.
Mahirap after a while to start all over again. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
did you guys have to like undergo different odd jobs before, you know,
there was a friend of ours from the Philippines na kilala kami, binisita kami, and during that time we were in an apartment in downtown and naawa sa amin umiyak. paalis na siya. Siya ang umiiyak, hindi kami. Siya, okay, naawa siya
nakita,
sa amin.
Nakita niyo ko, we were leaving it. We were leaving. Naawa siya. Naiiyak siya, paalis na siya. But,
oh my God.
Yeah. But Jay, kasi we're asking kung anong mga jobs namin ako I started. Ang pinaka-close sa akin parang sa writing ay yung proofreading. So I started as a proofreader for a financial printer. This what we call financial printers. They make the financial documents of the big corporations. So kahit ang mga clients nila, ang mga lawyers nila ay a graduate ng Harvard or ano Yale, kahit pa paano i-check mo pa rin ang kanilang spelling and grammar. So that was my first job. So nagsisimula ako first, sabi nga panggabi ako. So I experienced that yung hating gabi, lalabas ka sa winter.
Yes.
Ang ginaw-ginaw, plus magbabas ka ng 3 stops. Ang instructions sa akin ng employer ko, as soon as you get, kasi I get off a really bad area, as soon as you get off the bus, run for your life and cross the street. And
oh my God. Kasi may susunod. Or may...
baka may susunod.
Para sa Pilipinas, pwede. Di ba? Para may mga snatchers.
Okay. Doon sa area na yun, it was bad back then. Ano mga... kuminsan ka na sa umaga, may nakikita mga bodies na, you know, mga bodies
mga,
na...
Oh my
tapat
God.
Ka, whatever, yeah.
Ako naman, I started as a secretary in Sunset Magazine. Then I became a marketing coordinator for a law firm. And that's how I started. And alam mo naman ako, na-promote ako kagad na nag-e-edit ng work ng mga puti. And dito kasi, makakita ang puti ng red marks, traumatic na traumatized na sila, no? Ini-edit na ng isang immigrant na bagong salta na, alam mo na, akala nila ngayon lang natuto ng English, hindi nila alam na hindi tayo mag-English. So, nagko-complain siya doon sa aming boss, why is this immigrant editing my work? And then my boss said, no, let Janet edit your work. And so, she resigned.
Not all naman, pero so, I think you and Jekas encountered that too na, ano, parang hindi sila comfortable na bakit itong immigrant
ang nag-e-edit ng trabaho nila.
At saka pwede niya sabihin yung word na immigrant before. Ngayon, 2023, hindi mo na pwede gawin yan.
Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin.
Yeah. That was in the 80s.
That was in the 80s.
So, noon.
Baka hindi, kahit ngayon pa din.
Kung nag-edit ka na ng trabaho ko, sino ka ba?
Parang
brown ka white.
Hindi, alam mo, sa totoo lang, hanggang ngayon, it still exists. Kahit sa work namin.
Oo, siyempre. Pero
nag-i-exist pa din
may mga loss may time, na, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero may times pa din.
Especially
pagdating sa hiring, may mga ganun pa rin eh. Tipong, after nung mag-uusap yung mga managers, parang may accent siya or titingnan pa rin. Bakit may ganito siya? May ganun talaga eh. Hanggang ngayon nag-i-exist pa rin yan eh.
Kahit na sabihin mong US citizen ka, ang itsura mo pa rin, kung anong kulay mo pa rin. Diba?
Totoo yan, no?
Yes.
Kahit sa Hollywood din ba ganun? May ganun pa rin? Especially sa actors, for sure.
Well, ang Filipinos now are really coming out as Filipinos before they hid themselves as Filipinos.
Yung mga actors, ha?
Yung mga actors, ha? Noon, ayaw nilang sabihing Filipino sila. Either they're Hawaiian or something.
Different nationality.
Or Chinese, they don't claim they're Filipinos. Because ang hirap i-put ang Filipino eh, kasi hindi mo alam saan ilalagay ang Filipino kasi we were well adjusted, we speak English well, and hindi nila ma-put in a box.
Ang theory ko dan, ano, I believe yung mga younger generation,
yes,
they grew up watching MTV eh, so they got exposed to all the different races. I think na talagang na-expose sila, so they realized this world is made up of different races. So as a result, itong mga younger actors, they're very proud to say, I'm Filipino.
Yeah.
Hindi na, dati kasi ang nagtatago sila.
I'm
a mixture of Filipino. I'm a mixture of Japanese, Spanish, yeah, Malay, Polynesian.
Pero wala mention ng Filipino.
Anything but Filipino.
Pero ngayon, I think they're really proud to be Filipino.
Proud, no? Pero ito ah, may nagkwento sa akin. Sino bang celebrity nagkwento sa akin na dito raw sa States as an actress? So pag ba mag-a-apply sila, right? Mag-a-apply daw sila as, you know, for audition. May lahat daw ng ethnicity nandoon. Bawa, African American, Caucasian, Eastern, Southern Asian, mga may ganun. Biglang may isang column na Filipino.
Yeah. Hindi nila makategorize eh. They don't even know that the Philippines is in Asia.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, they don't know anything about the Philippines.
Or no, so they di ba they refuse to say na we're Asians? Kaya nga, di ba, ano na tayo, Asian, Pacific Islander yeah, na tayo, di ba?
Yeah.
Oh, ganun pala yun. No. Parang, pero, you know, siyempre nung, saan to, nahirapan ako eh, HFPA, right? So, kailan kayo nakapasok ng HFPA? Kasi, lahat ng Filipino kinabog nyo. As in, we were all so proud na kayo yung first Filipino.
And kayo pa rin ba, kuya and ate? Kayo pa lang ang Filipino? So, wala nadagdag?
May mga voting members na nakapasok.
Right now. By the way, Jesse and Jacobs, it's now known as HFPA is now known as Golden Globes. We were recently renamed as the Golden Globes in the HFPA. Oh.
Yeah. Golden Globes na lang siya. Okay.
Yeah. How we started is, I was participating already in Hollywood interviews, and in one group, kasi kuminsan round robin, a group of journalists interviewing one talent. After that, meron nag-approach sa akin na journalist na siguro na-impress sa akin mga questions, I don't know, pero biglang sabi niya, why don't you join the HFPA, sabi niya sa akin. So that's how it began.
Yeah, and then after 4 years, I also applied and I got into. So he's the first Filipino and I'm first Filipina in the association.
Pero since then nga, in our effort to reach, to be more diverse, nowadays we have what we call international voters. So instead, aside from the regular members and Golden Globes, we also have, come Golden Globes time, meron kami mga recruits na international voters.
From all over the world.
These are the outstanding critics from all over the world that we ask if they want to vote in the Golden Globe. So that's why we have from the Philippines a critic named Jason Liwanag. He's a very good critic. He's a member of the voting member of the Golden Globes.
Grabe. Ayan, ang
kasi, pero congratulations nga pala kasi 'di ba nawala yung Golden Globes for a time, which is nakakalungkot.
Oh, yes.
So ngayon bumalik siya and happy na ulit. So how did you feel na yung nawala siya and then ngayon at least it's now, well, nawala siya sa NBC.
Saglit lang naman nawala, di ba?
It's now back on TV.
Nawala lang during the pandemic. We became streaming that show because we couldn't have a live show. There were people cannot gather, so it became a mix of live and a little live and a little streaming. So, and it came back now because of the, you know, everything is normal, so we're back. Mm-hmm. And we also had to change some rules to accept more members, you know.
Yeah.
Grabe, ang galing. Pero ito, sige, bago natin ipag-usapan yung Golden Globes and especially the Metro Manila Film Festival. No? Pero curious lang ako, I'm sure marami rin gustong malaman yung journey nyo na paano kayo naging biglang naging successful writers? I mean, kasi 'di ba, ang dami-daming aspiring writers. 'Di ba kasi napag-usapan po kasi namin during our dinner, na napakasayang dinner is about destiny, 'di ba? We spoke about destiny. So, do you think nung time na 'yun na syempre the writers na kayong parehas, do you think that nandun ano, you were at the right time at the right place? Do you think you were destined to do this?
Actually, I've always wanted to be a writer. 7 years old pa lang ako, I've been writing already, like poetry and anything. And then when I became in high school, I was picked by the journalism teacher to head the newspaper of the high school paper. It's just public newspaper at UCB High School. And then in college, my father did not want me to be a journalist kasi sabi niya maraming DOM diyan, pero sabi ko dad. Sabi niya, it depends on
marami
you.
Ba? Marami nga ba?
Marami. Pero sabi ko,
During those days,
1979, kind of stuff. Sabi ko, nasa anak mo na yun. You have to trust me. You raised me, so you have to trust me. So it's how you handle yourself. And so I took up journalism because I love journalism. I love meeting people. I love traveling. And so From that time on in the Philippines, and I was interviewing all the Hollywood stars already in the Philippines kasi stop over yung Parade magazine. If there's a Hollywood actor Parade ang nag-interview, andun ako. So I said, I want to do this forever. You know, I love doing it.
Ako naman, Jesse, na pag-usapan nga natin na ano ba ito, predestined ba o talagang ano? Kasi ako, grade school pa lang, nagsusulat ako ng news stories. Nag-invent ako ng news stories in my mind. Susulat ko sa notebook. Tapos pinipilit ko yung mga classmates kung basahin yung aking mga news stories, you know? So I think it's kasi dapat may vision ka talaga na ito, yeah. ito you really have to love it. This yeah. is what I want to do. Grade school pala ako gusto nang yun ang gawin ko, gustong gawin.
So in that sense, pareho kami ni Ruben, maliit pa kami, parang gusto na namin yung writing. And then we focused on that, you know, because it was our passion and probably it was our destiny.
Ang galing, no? Tsaka ano, feeling ko talagang you were destined to ano to be in Hollywood. Kasi I'm sure madaming writers dyan na talagang lahat feeling nila magaling sila, mas magaling pa sila sa iba. Pero talagang kayo yung pinagpala. Talagang sinabi ng Diyos, ito, I will pick Ruben and Janet to be on this place na hindi lalaki ang ulo. Grabe. Tapos ngayon, imagine mo, meron pa kayong Metro... How did that happen? Yung Metro Manila Film Festival napunta na ngayon sa Hollywood.
The Hollywood, so, di ba?
Okay. Kayo ang unang I think this is the first time to talk about it. And I'm sure you know about the Metro Manila Film Festival.
Yes.
Na ito yung parang annual tradition sa Pilipinas na instead of foreign movies, pinapalabas nila ang Tagalog movies. Dati sa Metro Manila lang, ngayon all over the Philippines. Ngayon, as nearing their 50th edition na ang Metro Manila Film Festival next year, yung mga leaders behind it thought about having an overseas or like an international edition of the Manila Film Festival. So for the first time, in late January this next year, magkakaroon po tayo ng Manila International Film Festival. So yung entries from this December, yun ang ipapalabas namin dito. And already four of them already accepted based on their script alone. One of them is starring Sharon Cuneta and Alden Richards. It's called A Mother and Son Story or something. Yeah.
And actually, okay. There will be a launch, official launch of the Manila International Film Festival on November 2 at the Directors Guild of America. Imbitado kayong dalawa. Huwag kayong mawawala.
Oh my God!
San yan? Okay. New York ba yan?
Behind.
Totoo yan. Yeah. And then, three movies will be shown. Yung summer movies ng Metro Manila will be shown sa... dito sa launch.
So tatlo yan, bali yung about us, but not about us.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, you really have to see it. Mm-hmm. Bali, it's just the two actors. Itong si Romnick Sarmenta at saka si Elijah Candlas. Ano lang, they're just having a meal in a restaurant. The whole movie is about that. Pero maganda ang pagkagawa nila kasi throughout that simple meal, maraming revelations, maraming lumalabas ng mga secrets and whatever. And then the other one is Here Comes a Home. It's a comedy. And the other one is Love You Long Time. So,
yeah. Yun ang, so tatlong movies ang mapapanood nyo.
For the launch on November 2 sa, at saka, I think it's a good venue for this film sa Directors Guild of America.
The Directors Guild of America. And the Filipino actors will be flying over to join us. And the directors as well.
And in January naman is yung
January
awards.
Would be the main festival.
Yeah, 4 days of we're going to be showing all the 8 entries from the Metro Manila Film Festival for 4 days, and then meron din kami sariling awards night. Of course, we know na sa Metro Manila Film Festival may sariling ng awards. Kami rin will also have some voting.
We will have our we own judges, it will be international voters as well. Like we will invite Film judges or Hollywood judges or actors who will judge you.
So, just to make it clear, yung original MMF sa Pilipinas na may awards night, they will win. Tapos iba pa yung
December.
Sa inyo. Meron din kayong awards night.
Yes, meron. Yeah. Mamimili din kami ng sarili naming winners.
Kumbaga, scratch kung ano yung awards nila. We will have our own awards. Yeah. They will be judged according to the... Los Angeles or US, you know, judges.
International naman.
Ang ganda.
Ang ganda, ang gandang venue for the Filipino movies. Kasi I remember, yung sa Pinas pa ako, yung mga sa Metro Manila Film Fest, excited lahat tayo manood.
Yeah. Every Christmas yun. Every Christmas, yes.
Yung kalidad at level ng mga movies, pinapalabas, ipang festival talaga for December.
Exactly.
Diba?
So kung nanalo sila nung December, forget about it because this time it's gonna be international. So ito lang ha, kung ako yung producer nun or ako yung actress nun, parang pressure sa akin yun. Nanalo ako dito sa pagdating sa international. Nga, hindi pala ako pinili.
Diba, mas exciting yun, diba?
You give everybody a new chance, diba?
O, tam, isipin mo baliktad ganito, more chances of winning.
Exactly.
Mindset. Uh-oh.
And then we are also promoting them in that sense and promoting them for, you know, other festivals.
So, but the way Metro Manila Film Festival works is that they already chose four just based on the script. And if you don't mind, I can tell you what they are. Ito yung apat na rin.
For January.
A Mother and Son Story starring Sharon Cuneta and Alden Richards. Tapos Kampon starring Beauty Gonzalez and Derek Ramsey. Tapos Penduko starring Matteo Guidicelli and Christian Reyes. And Rewind, kinikilig tayo lahat siguro, parang first team up ulit nila, Marlon Rivera and Ding Dong Dantas after a long time.
So far, yung apat na yan, sigurado na yan.
Pasok na yan, and then the other, is, pag natapos na completely, then mamimili sila ng apat pa.
Mm-hmm. So, yun.
Star-studded yung ano ha, yung lineup.
Wait, where's the location? I mean, ano yung venue?
We're looking for a venue na talagang para Hollywood na Hollywood talaga. Yeah. So, it's gonna be worthy of the Metro Manila International Film Festival.
Pero the launch will be at the Directors Guild of America.
Sigurado na yun. November 2.
So be there.
Grabe, alam mo, I'm having goosebumps. Para ano pa bang hindi nyo kayang gawin? Ano pa yung... No, I'm dead serious.
Ang hindi ko kaya yung gawin, anything mechanical, yun ang hindi ko kaya.
Oh my God.
Ang mechanical.
Okay lang, you can pay for it anyway. So
like, ah, yeah.
Oh my, no, kidding aside, like, ano pa yung, what? Kasi I'm sure meron kayong mga bucket list na nilalagay or parang hindi nyo pa, parang, di ba, may times na parang na-imagine nyo ba na ang Manila Film Festival mapupunta sa US, right? So, slowly nyo yan nilalagay sa bucket list nyo.
Well, not bakit pero sa afro sa akin po full circle yan kasi as Janet said nga honor ako, di ba? When I was in grade school I don't know if you remember or if you have ever attended a parade. Ang parade ng Manila Film Festival ang isa sa yan sa mga ano highlight sila. So I was a kid, we went to a parade because nandun si Nora Honor kasi Tears of Chris III. Guess what? Because back then this was in June. Oh my God, nandun kami sa Rizal Avenue, biglang bumuhos ng hustang ulan. Oh my God, basang-basa kami. Kasi wala ka na matakbuhan. We were parang packed like sardines, pero masaya ako dahil nakita ko si Ate Gay at saka si Kuya Pete.
And then, nakita in person ni Ate Gay nung nagkaroon ng concert dito si Nora. Pinakilala ko siya. Nora, this is your number one fan. And then, may story din ako ng Nora Honor. You know, I covered her case here in LA from beginning to end.
Remember her drugs? Her,
So,
yes, her drugs. Yes.
Tapos nakita ko si Kuya Pip because remember he's now the head of Film Development Council of the Philippines. Yeah. So last year he was here for the Philippines Oscar entry. Kaya sabi ko sa kanya, Kuya Pip, nasa na si Mariela Nora Teresa?
Baka hindi na alam.
Hindi niya alam ko ano yun.
Yung kasi dal, sabi niyo yung dal.
Alam mo.
Yung dal, oo. Oo.
Yung love ko nila, may dal sila.
Naalala ko yung dal na yan eh. Oo.
Oo nga, may kanta pa nga sila nun, di ba?
Oo nga. Kantahin nyo nga. Ay, ano ba yun?
Sige nga. Grabe.
Teka lang. Pero, Kuya Ruben, okay, so napag-usapan natin yung pagiging mega Noranian mo. Eh, nabanggit naman ni Ate Janet kanina na Georginian siya. So, kami ni Jessie, yung tropahan namin, galing din kaming Lake Como. Sobrang ganda doon sa Italy. Ulit-ulit doon sa ferry, oh my God, this is like George Clooney country. Everybody loves George Clooney.
Yes, everyone.
Two or more houses in here, summer houses.
George Clooney sa villa niya sa Lake Como, right? Kasi best friend niya si Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Okay. So one time, nakagrado si Matt Damon sa Lake Como dahil nagpre-prepare siya for a role at he needed to lose a lot of weight. He needed to lose a lot of weight, okay? So ang mahilig mag-prank si George Clooney, alam mo bang ginawa niya? Meron siyang sastre doon. Every day, sinisikipan ang mga pantalon ni Matt Damon.
No!
Kahit anong galing diet ni Matt Damon.
Hindi pa rin siya.
Grabe sa prank.
Ang talagang prankster talaga si George Clooney, kinikwento niya sa amin na pinapasikipin niya yung mga pantalon ni...
Mga pantalon ni Buddy. Yeah. So, kailan niya ni-reveal na parang, teka, this is just a prank. Sa bandang huli na, yung sobrang butot balat na lang siya.
Pero love ko talaga yung si George Clooney kasi kahit na sinong kausap niya, pag siyang kausap mo, he gives you full attention. He doesn't care kung hinihila na siya ng publicist niya, punta ka dito, punta ka doon. Pag kausap ka niya, 100% ang attention sa'yo.
Kasi di ba nakamit na kayo ng mga celebrities, I'm sure na kausap mo nga sa harap, pero parang hindi na naka-concentrate siya.
Ang gulo kasi.
Pero may mga ganun actors na like George na talagang he's having a
focus siya. Aside from George Clooney, sino pang ano nyo, favorite nyo?
I like Meryl Streep as well. Meryl Streep, down to earth yan. Yeah. In-interview namin, ang niisip niya, what will I cook for dinner? Or I'm
for
worried,
my kids.
Yeah, or I'm worried about my daughter. She forgot her passport. No, she's so down to earth. And then, or my husband forgot my anniversary today. Yun ang,
ano, parang kayo, no? Kung sino yung mga mega stars, yun yung mga humble at mababait.
Yeah, yun. No? Like, Angelina Jolie, very down to earth. She will answer any questions you have.
Yeah. Kasi,
at saka, I think we discussed it. Na usually, yeah, mga megastars, yun ang ano eh. Yun ang mabagay.
Very humble.
Because they have nothing else to prove. Yeah.
Kasi
you know?
Yung mga nag-start na lang sila may attitude.
Oo nga, sino yung mga ano, yung mga may attitude? Para yung pwede pag-usap.
Ang gusto pala ni Jessie, banggitin ninyo isa-isa. Ano ba yun?
Pero mabait na kasi yung si Russell Crowe. Ating napag-usapan din ni Jessie na yung parenthood, yung fatherhood, it does a lot to a man or a motherhood. It changes a lot in a person. So, si nag-iba na gusto si Russell Crowe, mabait na siya.
Kaya si Jacob kailangan
oo, kailangan mo mga anak, J.K.
Oh so, my God.
Kasi motherhood can change you.
Naku, saan ko iluluwal yun? Yun ang tanong.
Sa likod.
Babae pa rin talaga.
pero meron ba kayong ano? Parang hanggang ngayon nasa starstruck pa rin kayo?
Actually, hindi na. More siguro kung interviewin ko si Obama. Yeah, mas tayo sa kakong kay President Obama. Yeah. That kind of level.
Yeah,
I haven't talked to him. I've seen him, but I haven't talked to him. Or Bill Clinton. Well, yan ang gusto kong interview.
So, did you try to invite them?
No. Fingers crossed. Hopefully. That will probably come.
Yeah.
So, wait. Magkwento nga kayo ng process. Paano yung ano? Halimbawa, gusto nyong ma-interview, let's say Obama, no? So, how will you do it? Like, will you tell... magpapaalam pa ba kayo? Yun yung process ng isang
White House. Diba? You have to go to the White House press. Pero right now, they're not in White House, so I don't know how to reach them.
Yeah, we tried kasi ang abangan mo yung they have a book to promote, diba?
Yeah, or a movie or a documentary.
Especially for former presidents like Obama, usually, let's say they have a book, then maybe they would like to give interviews.
Yeah,
so.
Can you
imagine the demand for interviews? Kaya I think we tried one time when he was promoting a book, but siyempre, ang dami na gusto mag-interview sa kanya.
Grabe ang swerte nyo, no? Imagine mo, lahat ng ina-idolize ng buong mundo, wala lang, rubbing elbows na kayo.
Oo,
no?
Nga.
Rubbing elbows na kayo. Tapos, nakaka-party nyo pa sa Golden Globes. Oh my God. Imagine. Golden Globes.
Yeah, we added categories at the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of that, yes. So, how many categories ang na-add ngayon?
Two. The one is the cinematic and box office achievement category. At saka yung isa yung best performance in stand-up comedy on television.
I want to know. Stand-up comedy?
Yes.
Yeah, kasi... Kasi come to
sa
think
TV.
Of it, come to this is in the television category, you know? Kasi you've seen some stand-up comedians who really give a good show. So, it's time to recognize them.
Oh, madami lang si stream na ngayon eh. Yeah.
Jokoy, you think? Do you think Jokoy will be?
He will qualify. Jokoy, Aquafina. Sino man may stand-up comedy on TV.
No.
They can qualify.
Oh
but
my
it's
God.
On either kung anong streamers.
Yun naman, cinematic box office achievement awards. Mm-hmm. Yun naman kasi usually in mga very popular movies hindi sila hindi sila recognized, di ba? So yes, this time we're giving a chance yung mga nag-hits ng the earn a lot of money, but usually pang ano lang yan, pang box office. But they actually
kung, good movies,
if they're also good movies, then we will also recognize them this time.
They should earn like 150 million gross, including 100 million from the US, and we will be choosing 8 nominees
in that category.
In that category, normally ang mga categories namin 5 nominees lang, dito 8. Doon sa comedian, 6 ang nominee. So there will be more chances, but they can also qualify as best in drama, best musical, or best animation or non-English film. So they can, if they're really quality movies, they can also qualify in that category. But this is a nice opportunity for the box office hits or something to qualify for an awards.
Like yung, for example, yung The Little Mermaid, ganon, di ba nakit din yan? Okay, The Sound of Freedom. Maganda movies na walang chance kung just based on artistic merit. This time, they have a chance not to be recognized as well.
Mm-mm. Ang galing. Eh, Filipino naman. Filipino movie. Meron? Wala?
Well,
wala pa?
Papasok sa
By the way, gusto namin i-clarify para malaman ng lahat ng Philippine filmmakers. Ang Golden Globes, aside, hindi katulad ng Oscars, di ba, ang Oscars namimili lang sila ng one entry from each country na pinipili ng Philippine country mismo yan. Kami, by the way, and we're telling all the Filipino filmmakers that you can submit entries.
Yeah.
Hindi kami nag-limit ng one entry per country.
You just apply.
You just apply.
So you go to our website, kung anong qualifications, and the Philippines
if
can
you
have
meet all the
2-3 or more entries.
Yeah.
We are not limited to one. Unlike the Oscars, na isa lang ang pipiliin nila, ito lang ang entry nila. Kasi yung mga Filipino filmmakers kasi namimit namin, ay, hindi kami napili sa Oscar. Eh, nag-apply ba kayo sa Golden Globe?
Yeah. Oh, ganon. So aware na sila. Bakit na nila alam?
Yeah, we're spreading the word here in your show over a glass of...
yes, oo.
At saka, oh, wait, yes. Na-mention ni Jessie nga, Filipino movies. Do you think malapit-lapit na rin tayo ma-recognize yung kung paano sumabog yung Korean movies na nanalo sa Oscars, sa Golden Globes. Malapit-lapit na rin ba tayo?
Passionate kami dyan.
Palaging tinatanong yan sa amin eh.
Story. Kasi yung mga movie, for example, na Slumdog Millionaire, for example, pwede mangyari sa atin.
Or even Parasite.
Parasite.
We have the same stories.
Oh.
We have the same stories. Kaya lang, have to develop really the story.
Pero I think ang pinaka-close na siguro sa atin yung kay Chara Santos with Love Diaz.
Yeah.
Yung, what's that?
Yung movie ni Love.
Yung movie ni Love Diaz. Mm-hmm. Na, ano,
which one?
With Chara Santos. Yeah.
Sorry, title escapes me, but I think that was the closest we ever got probably to
Okay. Pero marami.
Darating yan. That will come one day. Kung si Dolly De Leon nominate na, de malapit na tayo.
Oo nga. Oh my gosh.
Grabe yun, no? Can we invite Miss Dolly De Leon?
Yeah.
We want to invite her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, you know what?
I watched The Triangle of Sadness. Sabi ko, oh my God, si Dolly nagdala ng pelikula lang to.
Yeah.
Totoo lang.
Yeah.
Ang magandang kwento niyan kay Dolly, there we were in Cannes, pumasok kami doon sa screening room. Wala kami idea whatsoever na may Pilipina pala doon. But as soon as nakita namin si Dolly De Leon, may datik ito. And it turns out, siya nga ang nag-carry ng movie. So, hinanap namin siya and ginugol namin siya during that time. Nobody has written about Dolly De Leon. No, niwala pa siyang one article about her.
Unknown.
Oh.
No, nobody was writing about her until after the Cannes exhibition ng Triangle of Sadness.
Yeah. Ang galing. At sabo, nakakatulong din talaga ang mga writers, no? Ang social media, publications, nakakatulong.
Ang festivals.
No? Ang festivals, nakakatulong.
Diba? Kami ni Ruben, kaya kami nag-attend ng mga film festival. That's where we discovered these good movies at kung may Filipino. Soliman Cruz was also discovered in Cannes for his movie. And there are...
Imagine if you can see Soliman Cruz then. Bilang mo, parang Dolly De Leon na supporting character actor, ganun, di ba? But he started in this Romanian movie kasi there was a true story pala nangyari noon na yung mga cargo boats.
Okay.
There was one time my cargo boat, nasa dagat na siya, isang Filipino seaman ang na-discover na may dalawang stowaway sa boat.
So
they made a movie of on that true story, and si Solomon Cruz ang bida doon, and he was very good too. So natutuwa kami na ano. Oh.
And he has a film in Soho.
Yeah.
Yung Blue Room.
Blue Room.
Blue Room.
So that's the Blue Room. Ang galing.
Of Solomon Cruz.
Oh.
Yeah. Ang galing, no? Pero alam mo, the only shows na because of the festivals, it doesn't matter maliit sa o malaki, kahit hindi ka, ano, even if you're an unknown sila, actor, actress, pero pag napansin ang acting skills, can be somebody right away.
It's really gonna shine through eh, no? Kahit anong gawin mo.
In fact, during sa Cannes, akala ng marami si Dolly ang mananalo ng best actress.
Yeah.
So that was close.
Very close. Yeah.
She was very close.
Oh, wow.
Now she has a title billing movie in the Philippines. Diba?
Yeah. Tapos meron na siyang indie movie coming out with Jason Schwartzman.
And then she's also Nicole Kidman TV show.
And then alam yung nasa kasama niya siya si Nicole Kidman sa isang series sa ano sa
Nice.
Na-delay lang dahil sa strike, pero I think hopefully matapos na yung strike, so matutuloy na yan.
So we're happy that
Filipinos
are being given a chance dito sa mga international festivals. So lahat ng mga Filipino actors, they should not say no to these chances and grab the opportunity.
Kahit maliliit, no?
Yeah.
Homegrown, Filipino homegrown ba si Dali De Leon?
Yeah, Filipino homegrown.
No, talagang taga-Pilipinas.
Philippines.
Siya.
Yeah. Pinoy
na Pilipinas siya.
From the Philippines siya?
Born and raised.
Yun ang hinahanap namin, iniintay pala namin, na sana yung talagang born and raised na Filipino. Yes, kasi maraming film.
He's the first Filipino na to get a talaga Golden Globe nomination.
Grabe, my God. At dahil sa iyo, i-propose nyo rin sila.
Film si Darren Criss.
Film si Darren.
Grabe, no? Kaya, tsaka feeling ko din, ano, destiny din ni Dali De Leon. Maybe mas marami pa siyang, you know, mapapuntahan. Destiny niya yan na, kasi unknown siya eh, di ba? As in, sabi nyo nga na walang pumapansin until you wrote an article about her.
Pilipinas, kung hindi mestiza.
Nakagaya ni Jessie.
tama.
Ano ba? Hindi, pero sa totoo lang, sa Pilipinas, no? Andun pa rin eh, no? Yung kailangan tisay-tisay, no? Pero dito, kahit sino, no? Kahit na ang daming magagaling na actors, actress. Talent talaga hinahanap. Grabe, ang galing. Ay nako, maraming salamat. At nandyan kayo, nagsusubaybay, di ba? And kayo pa, wait. So you're the only na nasa Golden Globes Filipino couple.
Yes.
Kayo pa lang?
Yes. And then si Jason,
but yung the photographer.
Yung international correspondents.
Correspondents.
International voters. Asked to vote.
Pero kami ang regular member.
Yung regular talaga kayo lang, yung sinasabi ko. My God.
Yeah.
Grabe, kumataas yung balahibo ko. Tapos kausap natin ngayon, J-Cas.
And I was the first Filipino executive secretary and treasurer. So there was a time kami dalawa ang nasa billing ng executive producers. Nepales.
Hindi ba magawa ganun yung mga tao na parang, ano ba to? Nepales na naman? Parang mag-asawa? Sila na naman dalawa? Eh, wala tayong magagawa. Magaling mag-asawa. Power couple.
Ano ba? Phil-M power couple nga eh. Represent
ibang
sila sa atin.
No? Oh my God. Sana one of these days, no, tawag dito, pag nandito po kayo, mas matagal tayong magkwentuhan. As in, nakasama si Jekas.
At saka sure, wala na akong gout niyan. So, pwede
na
kumaman.
Pwede ka na tumayaw.
Tsaka pwede na namin, pag malaki na, sorry, talagang rubbing elbows na kami.
Wow! Oh, no, my gosh.
With the nepalises.
Excuse me.
With the, oh my God. Pero, last question ko, ano yung dream interview nyo? Aside from, Obama nga.
Obama? I want to
interview. Aside from Obama, yung dream, dream interview nyo, aside from Obama, aside na babae.
Ha? Na babae?
Well,
I interviewed Oprah Winfrey already. Hirap na
matapos. Oh my God, you did? Akala ko, sasabihin mo, Oprah.
Nice stop mo kami dun, ha? But, maybe I'd like to sit down with Michelle Obama. Maybe I'd like to sit down with her.
Ako si Malala siguro.
Yeah, Malala.
Malala.
Oh my God. It will happen. I'm sure it will happen. Well, lahat, feeling ko, ano eh, kahit na siguro mag-70s na kayo, 80s na kayo, nag-i-interview pa rin kayo ng mga big stars and big celebrities. And I sino yung tingin nyo na next Filipino, homegrown, who would follow your footsteps? Like, do you have like, you know, any idea na, ito pwede. Na nasa, na writers, or anyone na nakikita nyo around Hollywood.
Journalist?
Journalist. No, do they have to be a journalist? Meron na kayong wala?
Para sa akin siguro si... Kasi based pa siya sa Pilipinas, si yung critic nga na si Jason Liwanag napagagaling na movie writer. So sa akin, maybe if he has a chance to move to the States, maybe he'll get more breaks for sure kasi he's a brilliant writer.
Oh, okay. Sa bagay, kailangan you really have to be a brilliant writer, no?
Yes.
Before makapasok.
Kailangan magkasing brilliant mo si Ruben at si Janet. Diba? Yun.
Top tier talaga. So dapat yung question ko, na, parang alam ko na yung sagot eh, yung who's your favorite writer? So, siya na si Mr. Liwanag na. Right? For sure. Siya na ang favorite na Filipino writer niyo.
Marami kami favorite writers din. Ang sarap basahin, you know.
Julia
Abdaza. Yeah, like that.
Oh, Julia Abdaza, magaling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sino yung writer na ano, naiyak kayo? Yung na-touch talaga kayo? Parehas kayong na parang ang galing nito, gusto kong basahin ulit. Pero,
personal na ako ng payak, pero sino pa kaya?
Na Filipino?
Na Filipino or what?
Na Filipino.
Filipino. Oo.
Ang hirap, no? Sa sobra, siguro lagi yung
pinag-isip mo sila.
Oo, mahirap. Oo nga, mahirap. Sa dami, no? Hindi Filipino. Americans or kahit anong ethnicity.
Sa akin, marami sa New York Times ang who write very well. So, sa akin, every time I go to New York, it's really a pleasure for me to, like, let's say, on a Sunday morning that I really get ibang-iba yung hawak ko yung mismo ang dyaryo and you get to read the New York Times from end to end.
True. Yeah.
Lalo na ang kapal-kapal pa ng New York Times which is no longer the case with the other papers. So, yeah.
I like the writers.
Ngayon pa ba meron pa rin ba pong newspaper ngayon? Nag-exist pa?
Marami digital na eh.
Digital na.
Or lumiit na.
O kaya, let's say, I think ang LA Times, for example, ang kanilang paper edition talaga every Sunday na lang, so the rest of the week digital edition which is very
digital
sad.
Digital na ngayon,
it's very sad.
Ang Jesse, ang natira na lang yata ngayon yung mga Abante, mga Tik-Tik, ganyan eh,
mga
yun pala na malakas.
yung pala malakas eh, no?
Wag niyo tatanggalin yung Serex, ha? Oh my God. Sinalakihan ko yun.
Yung Serex section, so nakita niyo yung difference nung of course yung marami pang newspaper na hawak mo.
Yung dumating kami dito, ang kapal-kapal ng mga newspapers tapos lumipis until nawala na, naging digital.
It's actually a
story. So what do you think is more it's better?
What?
Digital?
Of course, but probably there's nothing like actually touching a paper, but pero ang mga bata ngayon, everything is
all digital.
They just read now on their
They even watch movies sometimes on the phone
lang ha, eh. Does this change ba, guys? Does this have a big impact on you guys as writers?
Yeah, especially because kasi ang mga newspapers and magazines, they get their revenues from ads. Nag-shrink yun, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's why pareho na kami online din.
Oh.
Because the newspaper business is, you know, like phasing away and making way for the online.
So online. So pagdating po sa sa sponsorship, mas is it better na online or mas okay nung mismo yung paper pa?
I think the sponsors are adapting to the online. So I think marami pa rin sponsors, but now they're online.
Grabing so kailangan din nag-evolve ka lagi, no?
Yeah.
Kasi marami
Yeah.
Oo, kasi marami hindi takot sa computer. Di ba? Yeah. Maraming writers na mas gusto pa rin nila na is nagsusulat or nagta-typewriter or... Yeah. Oh, so kailangan mo talagang mag-evolve. Otherwise, maiiwan ka.
Nagsusori only wrote on longhand his articles before. The late
great Nestor Torre was a columnist in the newspaper. Dati,
longhand.
Handwritten ang kanyang
mga articles.
Ang mga columns and articles.
Yeah. And I still remember during our time na nagpapadala kami ng articles, kita type namin, ipe-FedEx pa yon. By the time dumating na yung article mo, luma. Oh my God. Customs yung pictures, ipiprint mo yung photos. Ngayon, digital na lahat, diba? Digital photo send, dati, article send.
Dati ipapadala mo yung... Yeah, saka dati itatype mo pa, ano pagdating daw, itatype pa nila ulit. You
yeah,
remember?
Typewriter pang gamit namin and then send to the Philippines.
Oh, okay. So maraming advantage din talaga ang social. You know, yung
internet. Digital technology really
so fast. News comes so fast.
Maraming advantages din yan.
Yeah. Kasi I want to find out, anong opinion nyo sa AI?
As a AI,
oh my God,
I don't think it will replace the humans, you know. Ang creativity ng humans are different from the AI. Ang AI, nangungopia lang sila. In fact, maraming lawsuit na nga ang mga ibang writers on the AI because they're copying their own work.
If you've read the recent story, itong lawyer na ito, ang kanyang deposition was entirely done by AI. So mga cases na pinaset ng AI, actually hindi pala totoo yung mga yun kasi siguro kinuha lang yan ng AI sa online no? or mga ano. So na discipline yung lawyer na yun. Kasi they found that everything was fabricated dahil ginamit niya ang AI to make his case.
Ang hirap. Hindi tsaka ano,
AI, ang creativity.
Oo, hindi pa. Ang nangyayari kasi ako, kahit kasi sa office, no, yung iba dun parang, ano na lang sa AI na lang daw. Ako ayoko, kasi as much as possible, ayoko. Kasi kahit sa son namin, sa anak namin, kasi mawawala nga yung creativity mo.
Creativity.
Tsaka, the next thing you know, baka hindi ka na marunong magsulat. Kasi nagdepend ka na sa AI.
Honestly, I have never tried it, yung ChatGPT na yan. I have never tried it at all.
Ang hirap,
Pero yung paglalaban ng mga actors, kasi imagine, kukunin na lang ang voice at saka ano, tapos, but they can create the likeness of any famous actor.
Yeah,
yeah, a movie.
And they don't have to shoot him or film him, you know?
What I noticed too is yung mga bata ngayon, minsan mahina na sa spelling. Kasi ang alam nila, text spelling. They shorten everything, mga ganyan-ganyan.
Exactly.
And unlike yung talagang longhand, isusulat
totoo
mo.
Yan. Totoo
mahina
yan.
Na sa spelling ang mga bata.
Pati nga ano yung, di ba that, I remember years and years ago, yung phone number, sa ulo natin yung mga phone numbers ng lahat ng friends. Tapos ngayon parang, so your husband, oh my God, I lost my phone. Like,
I know, I lost my phone.
Like, your husband, I don't even know his phone. Like,
it's
like,
it's
funny that you brought it up, because I just saw a post on Facebook, ang magandang na sinulat. I'm wondering what that part of brain that used to remember all these numbers, what is that part of brain doing now?
I know, no? Oo nga, no? Diba? Parang, kasi ngayon nakalimutan na nating lahat,
kumbaga,
no?
Kumbaga idling part ng brain na yun, remember the telephone numbers, diba?
Totoo. Sa bagay, meron ito yung mga silver lining din ng sensya, ng bagong sensya. Kaso nga lang, ang tingin ko ding negative dito, I don't know if you agree with me, yung... For example, like favorite ko dati yung The Buzz. Yung The Buzz ni Tito Boy Abunda, right? Tapos biglang na lang kinat. Sabi ko, bakit kaya ganun? Kaya pala kasi ang The Buzz kailangan mo pang i-taping, 'di ba? Kailangan mo pang i-shoot. And then in 3-4 days or next week pa siya ipapalabas. Pero that's because of the social media na mabilis, fast-paced na siya. Wala na. Laos na yung
huli na yung balita mo.
Huli na yung balita mo.
Oo.
Okay, maraming live na ngayon. Diba? Live lahat.
Yeah.
Kasi that's true. Kasi dati ang newspapers dati, yung mga hindi news sections, ginagawa 2 days in advance, you know? Mm-hmm. So, pero as you said, that's a social media. Everything has to be happening now. It has to be, you know?
Ang consumption ng news is immediate now. And then, that's the reason also itong mga social bloggers, mga ano, nagiging influential na sila. Even at the Golden Globes, we hire also social we invite them. You know, we invite
influencers na, no? Totoo yan. Influencers na ngayon.
Like, or broadcasters.
Kaya pag napunta ka sa red carpet, sabi mo, sino kaya ito mga ito?
Mga bata.
Mga bata, mga social media influencers, di ba?
Parang, hindi mo, wow. Hindi mo kilala, pero maraming saka following.
Tsaka sila yung maraming pera ngayon.
Billions of viewers.
Yeah. Sila yung maraming pera.
Sa questions namin, syempre.
So anong klaseng questions do you think, like, oh sige, pagalingan tayo ng questions, what kind of questions do you think they ano, mas ano sila, mas creative or
now kung ano magagather ng biggest hits. Ano hits.
Yeah,
ah, so it doesn't matter kahit buong tanga,
kahit controversial, no,
not related to the movie, so, or you know, something.
Oh my
gosh,
it's a changing world, so we all have to adapt to it.
Yeah, you have to
oh
adapt.
My god, oh yeah. Parang ano yung ikatulad ng Gigil, di ba yung Gigil advertising, yes. Di ba lagi silang nananalo, din nagtatanong bakit ang tama, nakita niya yung Coco, di ba yung Coco na kay ano, kay Miss Cez Drilon.
Yeah.
I mean, who would even pinakita ko sa mga coworkers ko eh. So, yung iba tinranslate ko na lang kasi wala namang Filipino doon sa department namin. Lahat sila na pag ganun. Ha? Huh? Parang what the? Pero ang mga creators noon, mga bata.
Mga bata.
As in bata.
Mga
Gen Z's, iba na sila mga isip.
Kaya ngayon, Ate Janet, kung sa red carpet mag-interview ka, 'di ba? Kung gusto mo ikaw mismo mag-viral more than the artista interview mo, kunya madadapa ka muna.
Oo, ganoon.
Bago ka mag-interview. 'Di ba? Ganoon yung mga gimmick ngayon.
Iba na.
Dadapa ako kay George. Ay.
Oo, 'di ba?
Magpapakita ka kay George Clooney.
Kailangan mag-viral.
It's a different game.
Tsaka dahil, since you mentioned that, di ba, dapat ang news ngayon instant na, right?
Yes.
So napansin ko, dumami na yung biglang naging vloggers, dumami na yung mga, tawag nito, yung mga naging broadcaster na agad, tapos ang millions na yung anon, nauna pa sila sa, ano ba, nangyayari ngayon yung, let's say, may sumabog na ganito, sila na yung pumupunta sa gitna, tapos nag-live sila, hindi. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Ang
and
galing,
even
no?
YouTube, nobody needs yung mga bata na gumagawa ng film nila on YouTube. They put it on YouTube.
On
they get
own,
a lot of hits. They, you know, something na nawawala na rin yung ang need for a publicist or a marketing person because they can market and publicize their own selves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Grabe. Iba na talaga ang nag-evolve talaga, no? Dahil kay, ano eh, kay Zuckerberg, eh. Di ba? Dahil sa kanya, everything changes, di ba? Because of, so ibig sabihin, ako, last, ito, promise, last question ko. So more on, ano, kasi may ibang tao na they're just a good writer but they cannot be a public speaker. Eh sa ngayon feeling ko dapat more on you have to be both eh. Di ba?
You have to be everything.
Otherwise, you have to be everything. So kayo ba, are you more on like, can you do both? Like kahit yung on the spot kaya?
I do TV.
Oh yeah, you do. Oh nga pala. But ikaw, Sir Ben, can you do that?
Like, yan ang ano, that's true. Na usually, kasi ang mga writers usually mga ano yun, na introspective eh, mga private people. Kasi ang mga ang kulo na sa isip, di ba? So, dati rin I'm not used to public speaking, pero being married to Janet.
Yeah,
ang
sabihin ko totoo lang. Ako dumaldal na siya.
Nahawa na.
I think it's also part of my growth and maturity as a person na. Kasi mahihiyan din ako dati na very, nahihiya. Pero I overcame it. Yeah. I was very a shy kid.
Now, hindi mo matigilan.
Introvert ka ba? Oh my, akala ko pareho kayong ano, extrovert.
Hindi. Na-develop na lang si Ruben nung pinakasalan ako.
wala kasing choice. Oh, kasi contagious nga yung pagiging extrovert mo. Parang si Direk hanggang ngayon hindi ko pa rin
pero
maano.
Pero si Direk matagal-tagal pa yata yun.
Kailan lumabas kayo madalas ni Jesse and Janet? Islabas ko si JD mas madalas.
Actually, si Direk ito, baka sana nga, nakong matuto. May times na, di ba, nagkukantuhan tayo. Ako, dal. Siya talagang, nakatingin at mga ganun ako. Misa yung nahawakan ko na yung legs, magsalita ako. Ang dal mo pag tayo.
Yeah, nasa loob lang ako.
No, Jessie, ganyan din ako dati. I think as you grow, I think you tend to be more sociable. You tend to be more parang amiable, parang it comes naturally, yeah. Hindi put on na, talaga, yeah. you want to know more, get to know people more. Oo.
Darating niya kay David. Darating, nakipagkwentuhan niya daw siya.
Ako si Sisa eh. In college and in school, ako si Sisa. Sabi
kaya nag-
ako si Sisa performance. Sabi niya, I'm married to her.
Oh my God. Ah, okay. So, pwede palang ma-develop talaga. Sige. Tinanong ko siya, sabi ko, bakit kayo? Sabi niya, si Sir Ben, nagkwentuhan kami. Ganun kasi siya, gusto niya one-on-one lang or tatlo lang.
One-on-one.
Pero pag madami, hindi na siya parang may nahihiya na siya.
Madi-develop din yan.
Batang-bata pa si JV.
Madi-develop din yan. Parang sino ka ganyan
on. Then, mangyayari, hindi mo na siya mapigilan, Jessie.
Oo. Parang sabi ko parang mayor nga ng Pangasinan.
Oh my God. You created a monster.
Alam mo, hindi ko naisip talaga. I will never ever think na you used to be an introvert.
Oh yeah, he was very shy.
Kaling. I mean, the fact na, syempre, si Miss Janet talaga namang, si Janet talagang, di ba, persistent ka talaga na makuha siya. Di, wala kang choice, di ba? Sunod kay Mrs.
Persistence is the key.
Oh, my God. Oh, persistence is the key. Sabi ni Direk, one hour, 30 minutes na. Kulang talaga. Alam mo, sobrang kulang talaga. Sabi ko nga kay Jekas, pag nakasama mo talaga, parang kulang yung araw. Di ba, yung gabi, ginanon na tayo ng mga waiter, we're closing. Kami na lang pala yung nakira. We were the only customer doon. Tapos pag gano'n namin, wala na pala ng tao.
Yan ang pinakamasarap na kwentuhan. Ngayon kayo nagsasara ng establishment.
Oo nga. Di ba, next, sige, magkikita ulit tayo. Bale mo, in November, mag-message tayo. Dahil definitely, we wanna... Yes. My God, maraming salamat. O, Jekas, I'm sure ikaw may last question ka. O ano ba ang gusto mong tatanungin? Ikaw pa, lagi kang may last question. Go ahead, Jekas.
Iniisip ko kasi kung paano ma-apply sa kanila. But my last question talaga is like yung if you guys both travel back in time, kunwari, di ba? Meron kayong, binigyan kayo ng capability to travel back in time.
Oo.
Alam ko na
ito, ito gagawin ko. Ate Janet, what are you going to tell young Ruben? At ikaw naman, Kuya Ruben, what are you going to tell Ate Janet?
Ate Janet, yes.
The young at young Janet.
What I'm gonna tell Ruben is, you're gonna get the girl. You're gonna get the girl.
Don't worry, parang ganyan.
Don't be shy. Kasi mayayain siya nun
Ako naman, kasi crush ko na nga si Janet sa college pa lang, di ba?
Nakikita
ko sila, very close sila maglola. Sinusundo siya ng lola nila sa UST para mag halo-halo sa Little Quiapo. And we both lived in Quezon City. So, minsan nakaabang ako ng bus, nakaabang din sila ng bus papuwi. I was just looking at Janet from afar, you know? I wish I had the courage to say hi. I'm Ruben and I'd like to meet your lola. Kasi very sweet feeling lola. But I was just looking at them from afar. But I was just admiring them. I wish I had the guts to say no na to approach them.
Sabi ko, kung nagsalita ka, di pinaghalo-halo ka.
Diba? Ako pa lang libre sa'yo. Oh my God. Parang ang cute, no? Kasi parang movie. Parang I was just admiring you from afar.
I still remember that moment talaga. Na, you know,
sabi ko nga, ba't di ka nagay?
Sa Espanya Boulevard.
Sana naghalo-halo ka with us.
Parang movie.
Well, ang ending pa rin naman ito. Look at that.
Imagine itong college girl with her on a date with her lola. So parang ang ganda nilang tingnan eh, you know?
Pero ang sabi ni Jekas, ano ang sasabihin mo sa young Janet?
Yes. Ano sasabihin mo sa young Janet?
Halo-halo.
So sabihin ko sa young Janet, okay, ginanuman kita. Tingnan mo. You fell for me too. So, yun ang sasabihin ko sa kanya.
Okay.
Hindi, or ganito, parang, huwag ka masyado mayabang dyan, mapapasa akin ka din. Parang,
mag-akin
ka. Mag-akin ka.
Tandaan mo yan.
Parang, ang isip-isip mo, press ko ako, pero tinan mo, anong nangyari?
Sa akin ka rin bumagsak.
Sa akin ka rin bumagsak.
Kaya nga, yung girl ang sasabihin ko sa kanya eh. Sa young Ruben.
Oh my God. Grabe, idol kayo. Sobra. Parang sana, alam mo yun, sana lahat ng couple ganyan. Kaya yung makakapanood ng mga kaibigan ko na lagi nagsasabi na, hindi, ganyan talaga. Pag matanda na, hindi na parang, hindi na yan. Parang wala lang. Parang they just pass, you know, each other like every day. Parang, pero hindi, eh, look at you guys, no?
Actually, I write an article before about what's the secret of our relationship. Hmm. Yung his and hers version.
Yeah. Yeah. Yun na, magkakaroon ba kayo ng book about your life?
Yun ang ano, that's my dream. Yun ang dream ko to maybe someday write about my para memoir. Yung a kid from Kalasya, Pangasinan who somehow made it sa ano.
Sa akin yung censored part.
Exactly.
Ano yan eh, parang dalawang libro.
Yung mga kinkiness, oh. Yung mga kinky. Oh,
yung isa white, isa black. Ang cover.
Oh my, diba? Pero alam mo, ang ganda. Alam mo, you should write your story. Everyone has to hear your story. Kasi, ibang klase. Tapos magkakaroon pa kayo ng Audible. Diba? Tapos kayo mismo yung nagbabasa ng libro nyo. Oh my God. A lot of people would, even celebrities will definitely purchase that book. Iba, no?
At saka pinakagusto ko sa inyo kasi ang tugatog nyo na sa tagumpay ninyo in your craft. In your
lalim!
Oo nga, tugatog! Diba? Tugatog!
Nagamit ko din siya, oh my God!
Sa galing daw yan, bakla!
Kumbaga, and you're still reaching higher heights, kumbaga, up to now, you're still you're still thriving. Pero, yung hindi lumalaki yung ulo ninyo, alam niyo, you stay humble, ang bait niyo pa din, you very approachable. Kasi yung iba, di ba, ang yayabang.
Yeah, Jaycas, thank you very much. Pero ang sa akin naman, naman Jane, ba't kailang magbago, di ba? I mean, why, di ba? Yeah. Di ba? So, parang sa amin, it just comes naturally lang talaga.
Na. Ang feeling namin, wala pa kami doon.
Oh,
we're
really?
Just,
wow.
Janet, the same Ruben and Janet.
And I think both of us just want to love people and love life. So I think that's also the secret. Yeah.
Oh. I think the fact na naiisip nyo na parang wala pa tayo doon.
No,
and that's what makes you so humble. No, yung
fact,
humility.
Pag tawag nyo kami or most people say power couple, inside of me, natatawa ko power couple.
Kasi
we're still the same. Yeah. We're still the same.
Ang galing, no? And please don't ever like change. Kasi pag nag-change, gaganon ako, tumigil nga kayong dalawa. Nag-aaway nga kayo ng tilapia.
Pwede mag-change. Baka maging purple.
Kaya nga yung, actually, I was about to say na, ang ganda ng buhok mo, Tijanet. Pula. Ano, young at heart, no? Young at heart pa din, no?
Yes, of course. 24.
Forever 24. Yes, forever 24. Ayan. Oh, last message
our
naman.
Our daughters are older than Janet.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly, no? Asan pala yung mga daughters nyo ngayon? Are they married na?
Kanya-kanyang
buhay.
Kanya-kanyang
sila.
Kanya-kanyang buhay. Yeah. So, parang kayo honeymoon stage? One is an executive at Lionsgate in the studio. She's director of Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion. And the younger one is
animator. Slash
freelance animator. Yeah.
Oh my God. Ang wala na. Ano na. Complete na yung life nyo. You have a successful kid, yung career ng kids nyo, very successful. So, nasa honeymoon stage na ulit kayo ngayon.
Every day.
So, ano, okay, so natapos yung dalawang baby nyo. May bago kayong baby, is the Metro Manila Film Festival. So, ano pa yung next baby nyo? Baka may bago na naman kayong baby. In a few months, may bago na naman itong dalawang, mga tatlo, apat pa.
Ano yung bago? Merong
darating, no? Hindi pa. Ang inaabangan ko ngayon is yung ano niyo, yung libro niyo, The Janet and the Ruben and Janet life story. Yung talaga. Oo nga, sa'yo. Yun yung una. Isiskip ko muna kay Sir Ruben. Teka, asan yung kay Miss Janet dito? Ano ba to? Ano magsuot niyang nightgown?
Doon kagad tayo sa mga bastos na parts. Yun ang gusto talaga.
Nasa fashion talaga. So, anong nightgown yung suot niya? Sino ang designer nung ganitong araw niya? Oh my God, nakakatawa kayong dalawa. So anyway, sige, I know it's 1.5 hours na. Last message, sige, last message nyo with each other.
For each other or for the people?
For the viewers or the...
Mamaya na yung viewers. So para sa inyo lang dalawa. Yeah,
for
muna.
Each other. You just have to keep loving me.
Ang message ko sa kanya, bakit ang tagal mo sa salon kanina? 5 hours?
Oh my God!
5 hours?
Well, if you want results, baby.
There you go! Ang ganda naman ng being
kasama
patient,
na yung
no?
chismis doon sa 5 hours.
For sure, no? And what about your message someone for everyone?
For everyone, just follow your passion and you will be fulfilled in life.
Ako naman, for all of you out there, I hope yung simpleng kwentuhan lang namin, I hope inspired you to love life more, to go for your ambition, and to focus on that one thing that you really want to do. Do it. Kasi most of the time, ang success ng mga tao is when they have a vision of what they want to do.
Yeah.
Na hindi kalat-kalat, no? Tama, yeah. Ayan, J-Cass. Kailangan matuto tayo kay Ms. Sherben at saka kay Ate Janet. Importante yan. My God. Maraming salamat. Ay, on last, promote. Promote the Golden Globes. Lahat ng gusto nyo i-promote.
Yes.
Go.
Yeah. So, Golden Globes will be January 7.
Yes.
And then the Manila International Film Festival launch will be in November 2, DGA.
And then after that, we'll have the actual Manila International Film Festival late January, and I think more than that, please read our columns. I'm on Rappler. The name of my column is Only in Hollywood sa Rappler po.
And I have Hollywood Insider on GMA.
Galing! Parang wala, na parang napagod
ako. Ang social,
ako
grabe.
Ngayon pa lang, napapagod ako na sa dami yung ginagawa.
International, tapos Pilipinas din. Parang lahat
wala
na, diba?
Na. Oo. Kinonquer na nila yung buong mundo. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's really an honor.
Jekas, next time we have to see you too.
Yes, kailangan talaga magkita na tayo sa personal.
At lalo na pag wala na siyang gout, para makainom siya.
Yeah. I have to cleanse my my system.
Correct. Okay, go J-Cass. Close the show for this morning. Go.
Yes. Thank you po mga kaugat for watching this episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends and family. Thank you sa ating mga TFC subscribers in the whole world. And also, stream this in I Want TFC. And salamat din po sa mga pasahero natin, driver, konduktor ng Jeepney TV sa buong Pilipinas. Ang aming idol... Oh my God, the power couple.
Yes, power couple talaga, sobra. Ben,
Ate Janet, thank you so much for another chance of catching up with you and having this nice conversation with you guys. Ayan, mag-ano tayo? Mag-last toast tayo this morning,
toast
guys.
Toast tayo, yes.
Yan. Mga kaugat, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it. Over
a glass or two. Bye. Thank you, Tijare.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good night.